From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Students and teachers in Miami-Dade schools say electronic tablets are better than traditional textbooks. But there are a few challenges popping up with a shift to a more tech classroom. There are regular incidents of students forgetting to charge their devices. There are also complaints that some schools don't have enough power outlets for those devices. And in some cases, students and teachers are just encountering glitches with passwords. Miami-Dade County Schools launched an ambitious program this year to get more digital by handing out 30,000 new HP tablets to 7th and 9th graders. South Florida's real estate market has hit a milestone. 20 new condominium towers have been completed east of I-95 since the housing market collapsed 5 years ago and construction came to a screeching halt. The lucky 20th building is the Brickell House Condo Tower, which was completed on October 24th. Peter Zalewski runs the condo analytics company Crane Spotters and says it's important to divide the housing market into two. West of I-95, he says, are real people with kids and dogs and lives.
East of I-95, these are imaginary people. These are people that many of us never see. And what they do is they come here, they park their money, they invest their money, and they basically sit on the sidelines and they watch and they see what the market does. So therefore, we look at East of I-95 as a condo trading pit, much like people trade stocks in New York and they trade commodities in Chicago.
From the bottom of the collapse, it took about 5 years for these first 20 towers to crop up. Within about 18 months, Zalewski says that number will more than quadruple. As to whether or not this is a second housing bubble, Zalewski's more optimistic this time around, pointing out that new towers are being built with far more cash on hand than they were in the early 2000s. Yes, the next election is still 2 years away, but campaigning never ends, and neither does speculation over who will run for president. One name that's remained near the top of that list is former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Former President George W. Bush says his brother, the former governor, is wrestling with the decision of running for the Republican nomination for president in 2016.
He knows exactly the ramifications on family, for example. He's seen his dad and his brother go through the presidency. I'd give it a toss-up.
The former president was a guest Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation and said it's a 50-50 chance his brother will run. Former First Lady Barbara Bush has been the one person in the family, though, who says she's opposed to another Bush in the White House. Remember, you can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.